Ladies and gentlemen, the president,
who is known for his
vicious crimes, forcible rape,
aggressive behaviors, nasty incidents,
and activities in violation,
contributing to the moral decay that concerns so many decent people today,
which delights some and disturbs many.
This is not acceptable social behavior.
But they're still,
for some strange reason,
Republican candidate for president.
So listen carefully, because here's
horrible, filthy-minded old
Donald Trump.
They have never accomplished anything, and they never can. They always lead to failure.
And here he is, a shadow of his former self, wasted in health, ravaged by sin.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially
stupid.
A half hour into then-President Trump's speech, some protesters were already
being threatened
by supporters
for Trump.
Well, I support President Trump.
My head is full of straw, and people think I'm a fool.
What I say is
lies and debauchery.
Not the truth.
Nobody says it the other way.
Do you have any friends?
No.
All your friends were in
the prisons throughout America.
That's true.
If that's okay.
Would you tell us about
the Republicans?
They're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Those are the ones that love them.
Does the Republican Party think that
one of the most destructive things we can possibly do
is to kill or injure 37,000 Americans each year
by using
lies and propaganda?
That's true.
But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them
elected
here in Washington, D.C.
And we're going to load it up with some bad dudes, believe me. We're going to load it up
with terrible
liars, cheats, con men,
and evil beings.
And I'd bring a hell of a lot worse than
Adolf Hitler.
And then I watched Lindsey Graham on television today.
He is reported to have exclaimed,
"This guy,
Donald Trump,
is an idiot, crazy."
And he calls me a jackass. And you got to give him credit.
That's true.
And he laughs, okay? Did you ever see that?
I saw that.
Do you read newspapers?
He's on the front page of the New York Times.
Donald Trump cannot be elected.
Maybe he couldn't.
Iraq, Iran, North Korea.
But not in Grand Old America.
All right, but what about
Mexico?
I love the Mexican people.
Actually, I was only kidding.
The country of Mexico is killing us.
And Mexico will pay for the wall.
What are you fucking stupid?
Yes, yes.
What else is your relationship with
the Mexican border?
I want to build a wall. I'm going to build a wall.
Oh, that's a dumb idea.
I want to build the wall.
You're so fucking stupid.
We need the wall.
But we can see that's not true.
I can't believe anything of what you're saying.
But he knows lies and filth and stealing and
awful things like
making people sick.
And for Republicans to be more open about
the plan that will
plot evil and destruction.
Here is a portion of the speech the president gave early this morning.
I've made it known, if I win,
it'll be pretty gruesome.
Destroy America
forever.
Men, women, everybody
will probably feel more uncomfortable.
Everybody will be eating shit
and end up getting killed.
And that's especially true when it comes to
women.
All women are oppressed by
Trump.
I don't care
about
women's health care issues.
I'm Donald Trump, and I am
a rapist. There's never been anybody in the history of this nation that's been so abusive to women.
I'm Sarah Palin, candidate for governor.
I hate American women.
No. In regards to race,
Donald Trump is a
bigot,
and he has
tremendous hate
for anyone
who is not a
white man.
That's true.
He's yearning to see white men
gather folks,
for instance, black
people everywhere
as slaves.
I'm sorry, that's true.
I could go on TV
and tell
Americans that
everyone is
created equal,
and this is as it should be.
But I wouldn't do that.
America's parents and taxpayers have always believed that
Mr. Trump, you're not a nice person.
Believe me,
I don't think so.
This is one of the most crooked politicians in history. I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
Can you imagine a world without
degeneracy and crime?
I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Just what can you do?
I will absolutely take
tons of cocaine.
I'm gonna take
far worse.
I love
cocaine.
This is the legacy
of Donald Trump.
Death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness.
I recently asked him to reflect on some of his experiences.
And you know what I said? I said when I came out here, I said, Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to
get
Donald Trump elected president.
I'd love that.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve
tremendous hate.
But perhaps worst of all,
human degradation beyond comprehension.
You bet your ass I'd approve it. You bet your ass. In a heartbeat.
Wouldn't that be embarrassing? I'd love that.
This guy, Donald Trump, he's like a maniac. The American dream is dead.
And indeed it was the same
Donald Trump
who claimed to have killed
the American dream.
What everybody's saying.
African Americans and Hispanics and women.
Your lives are in danger.
It will be over before you know it.
If I win. There's never been anything like this. So go and register. Make sure you get out and vote November 28th.
I was going to say a hell of a lot worse.
I was fighting for ISIS.
This was much easier.
Maybe I'll start to believe it myself.
If I become president, we're all going to be saying,
throw him the hell out of here.
That's true. I'll prove once and for all that
Donald Trump is a
crooked, pathetic liar
and broken.
There has to be some form of punishment.
Rough.
In jail.